We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Right now, like, I'm really excited. I thought that the games against the Texas Rangers were the ultimate get right series. And yeah, I'm with you, Goo. Yesterday's game, I wanted to get greedy. I wanted the sweep. I absolutely did. And we can dissect exactly what happened in that game. But the way they hit the ball on Friday and Saturday was very encouraging. I still don't think they have enough pitching. I mean, that's if I'm being totally honest. But again, anything can happen. And to your point of what's going to happen when they go on the road, if you just look around baseball, the ball is flying out of every ballpark. I don't think this is exclusive just to AT&T or Oracle Park, the Yankee game. I mean, that was basically home run derby yesterday in the first 4 or 5 innings. So it'll be very interesting to see what they do in Colorado. We know Bonte's been schedule watching the entire time, and he is not wrong. Like, he's on to something when he's saying this is one of the biggest road trips of the year, and I agree with him. But encouraging weekend, fellas. Like, I felt really good about the direction of where the team was, especially considering how frustrating it was Thursday night.
Yeah, looking at the bats, fellas, the bats look good. Yastrzemski looks good. Solano continues to get on base. You got something there. But what about Hunter Pence? You know, let's start. I mean, is there too much loyalty with this team? Will loyalty hold back this team for at least competing for a playoff spot this season? 888-957-9570. Where are you at with that? Because I'm looking. Let's just start. And I don't want to come off as a bully here. A lot of people tweeting at me talking about Hunter Pence. You always on Hunter Pence. But I'm just looking at his. I'm looking at what's going on this season. His at-bats haven't been good. He got his first hit yesterday, a triple. Stand-up triple was great. Awesome. Walked yesterday. Actually looked decent at the plate yesterday. But overall, he's got one hit and 26 at-bats. 8 strikeouts. I mean, it just doesn't look good. Pablo Sandoval just looks like a shell of himself. Brandon Crawford, look, I see that he's trying to break out of it. But when you look at this team and you think about everything that everybody said about this roster, young guys, giving them repetitions, giving them experience, I don't see the Giants doing that so far after 10 games. And why not? Why are they showing so much loyalty to these veterans? Is it because of the rings from 6 years ago? Why, Guru? Why, Shasky, are they showing so much loyalty to guys who don't look like they have it anymore?
And I don't have that answer, Shasky. And I read Baggerly's piece in The Athletic, and I got to tell you, I was floored with the allegiance and the confidence that Gabe is giving towards Hunter Pence, who, get this, fellas, shocker, he was not a Giant last year. So on Monday, it's about analytics. It's the numbers. On Wednesday, it's about your gut. Hunter Pence does not deserve to be playing as much as he is. And when he's inserted in the lineup, you got the audacity, Gabe, to put him at 4? It just doesn't make sense. He did not have a hit up until yesterday's triple. And just reading the quotes by Kapler, you would have thought that they grew up together. And I just don't get it, fellas. You got to do what's best for the team. And Gabe, after that gaffe, you know, the bullpen gaffe, going to the mound, we'll call it mound gaffe, you're on thin ice. And I just don't like the loyalty. Chris Brown, I'm going, the R&B singer, I don't get why Hunter Pence and guys like Pablo are getting it. I just don't, Bonte and Shasky.
Well, one of the things that, and I get, we all love Krug and Kipe, so this isn't me trying to blab. I love them. They're goats. They're unbelievable. But before Hunter even touched first base on the triple, both of them, almost like reading off the propaganda sheet, was like, oh my God, look at that dugout explode. Like, how could you even see to the right of the dugout? I mean, you're not even at the, you're watching the ball go into the triple's alley. I don't know. It just, I feel like they're really going over the top to prove that he's a clubhouse guy and that everyone likes him. And I just don't understand it. I don't get it. Color me baffled. I don't understand why they're forcing Hunter Pence down my throat. And I contrast that with what I saw over the weekend from the Chicago White Sox, where Nick Madrigal is playing and he's the number 4 overall pick in the 2018 draft. And yet the number 2 overall pick, Joey Bart, is playing simulated games up in Sacramento. It's just, I have a really hard time swallowing the Hunter Pence thing right now. They don't owe this man anything. They don't owe him anything. This regime didn't you know, have him stuck over as some contract from the prior, you know, Bobby Evans era. They went out of their way to bring this guy back. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either, Butch. I really don't get it. 888-957-9570. Are the Giants showing too much loyalty to guys who've won them championships but don't look like they have it anymore? 888-957-9570. But after 10 games, fellas, what has stood out to you guys? What has been the biggest surprise? What has been the biggest disappointment? And I guess at the top of my list, at least, is Yaz. Yaz has been the biggest surprise because I wanted to see if last season was a fluke. What about you guys? What stood out to you the most after 10 games?
Butch, I'm going to say Solano. I'm going to say Solano and the ability to drive the ball and the way that the ballpark is playing, Bonte. I know that's not a person, but we talked about the dimensions, but it's lively. Mm-hmm. And the Giants have come back multiple times down 4 runs. They did it yesterday. And damn it, they couldn't hang on. But you know who Solano, real quick, reminds me of, and I know Stoddy probably like this dude, Freddie Sanchez, old school Freddie Sanchez, used to be a Pirate, then played with the Giants. He was just a professional hitter, won a batting title. For whatever reason, this dude can hit the ball wherever, any part of the park. The dude is right now has staying power. I like him with Yaz. So I think the Giants got something going with the trifecta of Longo, Yaz, and Solano.
It's interesting. I hadn't – Freddie Sanchez. Wow, I hadn't thought of Freddie Sanchez in almost 10 years. It's a good call. Yeah. I mean, I'm like letting that soak in. You know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Injuries really derailed him. You're going to take the hitting, then I'm going to take something that's a little off the beaten path. One of my big issues is defense. Defense. Not necessarily outfield defense. For me, it's defensive catching. And I think that was one of the areas that I was most concerned with Buster Posey not playing. I think that they've actually gotten more offensively out of the catching position this year than I even anticipated. It's defensively where they absolutely miss Buster Posey, whether it's the framing of the pitches, whether it's blocking the ball on a ball in the dirt. We've seen them have defensive gaffes in just about every single game this year. You've seen guys try to steal bases more this year than I have in any prior year. So defensive catching, they are really missing the cerebrals, the mentals, all of the intangible stuff that Buster Posey provides behind the plate. And I think you're seeing it with some of the bullpen guys struggling, especially when they come in into tight situations. Like yesterday, Treggs, he just couldn't find the strike zone. So I don't blame that on catching. I'm just saying the starting pitching woes where they can't even get to the fifth inning. To me, I do think that there's an element of the defensive catching that's going into it that we're not attributing to.
888-957-9570. Let's go out to Chase. He wants to talk about Hunter Pence and Pablo Sandoval. He's out in Pleasanton. What's up, Chase? Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to call. I totally agree with what you guys were saying with the Hunter Pence deal. I coach baseball, and it just blows my mind sometimes with seeing his approach at the plate. You could say the same thing with Pablo. I mean, if you really just look at both those guys, they're swinging up balls out of the zone. They're taking fastballs right down the middle. I just wanted to touch base and say I totally agree with you guys.
Thanks for the call, Chase.
One of the things, Bonte, you know me, I love the fundamentals. I love the basics. And there's some guys that defy fundamentals.
Do you love them more than your dad?
I like fundamentals.
My dad loves
the real Joe.
My dad loves them more than anything. Anybody who knows my dad, the first thing they say is, "Coach, two hands." That's the first thing they say to my dad. But no, and I mean this sincerely. Some guys defy fundamentals. Vladimir Guerrero comes to mind. Guys that he's a bad ball hitter. You wouldn't look at his fundamentals and say that's the way it's done. But there's just something about watching Hunter Pence taking at bat. He's stepping in out of the bucket for people that understand baseball terms toward third base, yet his head is completely up in the air, his eyes aren't on the ball, and he's flaring it to right. Like, it is the most awkward fundamental setup I've ever seen. Now, I know it worked for him for so many years, but it's not working. It's not working right now, and I just don't understand why he has to be batting in the 4-0. You can have faith in him. Can you bat him eighth? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, that's fine. If you have some fandom, bat him eighth, bat him seventh, bat him ninth. Batting him fourth, I don't know what you're trying to prove, and I don't understand because you're not getting any positive reaction from Hunter Pence. I think it's actually hurting the lineup and the team as a whole. So it's a net-net loss for me. Like, move off him batting cleanup.
And, Bonte, I'll say this. You know, we were, and you said it too, we were worried about Belt, Crawford, and Longo. Longo's he's snapping back right now. He looks good. But never did I think we would add Pence and Panda, who was having a good spring, I thought. And, you know, he was making the catches, but I guess never with the bat. So now that you add those two to the list of what you're not getting from Crawford and Belt, those are the mainstays from the three championships, the three World Series. So, you know, Gabe, I guess it's like a text. He's got to send a message, man. And the message is, Hunter, forget where you're at. And the what word am I looking for? The entitlement, just be happy you're in the lineup. But they should be nowhere near batting fourth, fifth, or, you know, like if you were seventh or eighth, that shouldn't even be a question. But, and I think Gabe is losing credibility rolling these lineups out there because Twitter was going crazy. When is it not? Yesterday when the lineup card comes out and there's Hunter Pence at fourth, but he hasn't earned that. And never has he been a fourth place hitter. So right. What are you doing?
Yeah, he's never been a cleanup hitter in my opinion
right.
either. And you just look at the DH spot, right, for the Giants. And they're rolling out Pablo Sandoval. They're rolling out Hunter Pence. Those two guys have three hits combined.
Oh, my.
Three hits combined in 47 at-bats. And a lot of those at-bats, Butch and Guru, they don't even look like they're – I mean, how many three-pitch strikeouts have we seen from Hunter Pence? How have we seen Pablo just rolling the ball over, looking like he only has warning track power? They are just so out of sorts here. And that's probably the biggest disappointment for me through 10 games is Pablo and Hunter Pence. Now, Brandon Crawford looks like he's trying to snap out of it. He's got five hits now on the season. But Pence and Pablo, just it's okay if you bench them a couple times. They're big boys. Their pride will not be taken away. They will have pride still. Their egos will not be hit. They will not be hindered. Sit them for a second. When I see the lineup card every day, and I think I text both of you guys yesterday, Hunter Pence back to clean up again? Again? Right, what else do you need to see, Gabe Kapler? And that leads me to Gabe Kapler. Through 10 games, I can't say that I'm shocked at the way he's managed because Howard Eskin from WIP, everybody in Philadelphia, all my buddies in Philadelphia, they basically told us all, this is who Gabe Kapler is. You're going to see some mistakes. You're going to see him jog out. You're going to see him talk to the press in a friendly manner. But this is who Gabe Kapler is. And who Gabe Kapler is, I don't have faith in him being a long-term manager for the Giants. I just don't.
Why?
Why? I just don't think he knows. Mm. I just don't think he has that human feel to a baseball game. He relies too much on the analytics. He relies too much on the spreadsheet. The way he maneuvers his pitchers. I think, and look, I'm old school, right? Guru's old school. I'd like pitchers having a role. I need to know who my seventh inning guy is. I need to know who my eighth inning guy is. I need to know who my ninth inning guy is. And if they're not rolling, you have to have a plan B. I don't think Kapler has a plan B. I think he makes up things on the fly. He just kind of thinks it through and says, you know what? I'm going to go this route. Yesterday, Andrew Triggs in the seventh inning. It's just unacceptable. And I get it. He got inserted into the game in the bottom of the sixth. He gets an out. But he walks three straight guys in the seventh inning in a tie ball game. That was his first outing of the season. Jeez, you're going to throw Triggs in that situation for his first outing of the season? And I get it. It's Andrew Triggs. It's a guy who's at a 4.31 ERA, a 4.27 ERA, a 5.23 ERA. Didn't even pitch last year. I just don't like Butch the way he manages the game on the fly. It looks like once the plan goes haywire, it goes haywire. And look, the relationship with the player seems to be okay. But I just don't – I don't believe in his baseball tactics. I don't believe in him as a baseball manager, an in-game manager.
Yeah, I'm not sure where I stand on him right now, to be honest with you. Look, make no mistake about it. Friday, I was very disappointed in what I saw Thursday night. When that game got away – and again, the double mound visit notwithstanding – the fact that he left Rogers out there for that entire inning drove me nuts. He didn't have the eyeballs. But you know what? Again, like I told you, it's about credit and demerits this year for Kapler. So I let him start back at zero. I didn't care what happened in Philadelphia. Let's see what he does here with the Giants. And he was trending in the right direction. Then he lost some points. And then back now after this weekend, I think he's trending in the right direction. I don't have a large enough sample size on Kapler. Plus, I don't think he has the hogs to really make an accurate assessment as to what he is. Do I want him to be quicker on the trigger when it comes to the pitching staff?
Yeah,
absolutely.
But
he doesn't have a lot of great options to choose from. That's something that I do think we need to be fair here. The lineups, I feel like that comes from Farhan. That's where I want to know how much Farhan influence has, how much Kapler influence is in there, because I really don't know at this point, Guru.
You know what? And you guys let me know, and I'm the oldest one of the bunch. I hate saying that, but let me know if I'm not being fair. Because you know what, Butch? You mentioned Philadelphia. That still means something to me. And he lost his job with way more talent than he has with this San Francisco Giant roster. So why should we think, where was the growth? You know, what's happened? You know what it's about to me? And I'm not hating. Life is about relationships. So his relationship with Farhan, Bonte, is why he's the captain here. But you saw Triggs didn't have it. It's tied up. You're lucky it's tied. So this just a thought I had. Okay, he walked two batters. Go get, if the damage has been done, do you need to see a third? I mean, that's what I think he's showing and demonstrating to us, that Bonte, he hasn't grown. And this Hunter Pence thing in the four hole, if it's him doing it, it's my N-word, it's negligence. So I'm just saying, Bonte, I'm with you because I don't believe he's the type of manager that will ever win you one. If you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. And Shasky, why don't you look at Philadelphia? I know it's a different situation, but when I look at Philadelphia, I say, man, they had a lot more talent than the Giants did. And I the one game I saw him manage in San Francisco as a manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, the guy took out a lefty for another lefty. And it was just a strange, strange move in a series of strange moves for Gabe Kapler. And I look at the Philadelphia situation and I'm saying, has he grown from that? Maybe mentally, maybe as a person, but as a baseball manager, boy, I don't know. I'm still seeing the same mistakes, and I get it. The talent is so much different. On paper, the Giants don't have that talent. But I'm seeing the same tactics that Gabe Kapler had in Philadelphia that I'm seeing out here in San Francisco.
I'd be lying to you if I said that I'm watching Philadelphia baseball at 4 o'clock here on the West Coast, because that's just a lie. So I didn't watch a lot of Philly baseball, to be honest with you. I mean, a handful here and there. And if I'm using the same logic that I used with Bruce Bochy, I thought Bruce Bochy was a retread. And Bruce Bochy had significantly more impact in San Diego than Gabe Kapler had in Philadelphia. Wow. So I wanted to give him a clean slate. Like, again, like you're literally replacing one of the greatest managers in the last 50 years of baseball. Not just one of the greatest managers in San Francisco Giants history, one of the great managers in baseball history in Bruce Bochy. So I thought that the shadow was going to be so large cast over Gabe Kapler that I didn't think it'd be fair to come out crushing this guy. And I think in a regular 162 game season, a lot of things would be different. I think my patience with Hunter Pence or with some of the guys in their batting order, I would be a little more patient. In the 60 game season with no minor leagues, I'm more quick to making snap judgments, and that's why I get a little frustrated. But again, I'm not convinced that Gabe Kapler is the end-all be-all when it comes to these decisions. I just don't know, and I think that's part of the learning process for Giants fans right now. Like, I told myself on the front end this year, this is going to be baseball that I am not accustomed to, and I just need to be able to grow with it. And I've tried to do the best I can, not losing my mind night to night, and I know I'm victim of that. Like, that's one area I have a very short attention span and patience level, and I'm trying to give this guy the benefit of the doubt because it's, look, again, I thought Bochy was a placeholder, and I was so wrong.
Wow.
Yeah, no, Kapler, I mean, speaking of Kapler, and you, Butch, you brought it up earlier in the show, Jeff Samardzija went out there for the sixth inning. He's actually produced the longest start for a Giants starter. I think Drew Smyly was on his way to doing that Saturday. Finger injury. He's on an injury list now. That sucks because he did look good Saturday night. He's looked good so far, I think, for the season. He had a couple good outings against the Dodgers, but Samardzija yesterday, and it's the story of his career. It's the story of the season. It's the story when he was with the Chicago Cubs, with the Oakland A's, and now with the Giants. Five and two-thirds of an inning yesterday, seven hits, five runs, one walk. The guy just keeps the ball up. He keeps the ball up. Get the ball down. I mean, he's always high in the zone, and guys just tee off on him. Willie Calhoun, excuse me, Shin Chu Chu just rocked it.
Had a splash.
I mean, it was just, wow, hey, what is going on here?
B, so this is where the area where I am frustrated early on with Kapler. It doesn't mean that he can't get better.
Right.
But there's one thing. He continues to use these phrases in the postgame show like, hey, you know, I liked where his pitch count was at. Not I liked how the guy was pitching contextually. It's always about the numbers. Like I liked – because, again, not all 100-pitch outings are not created equal. Are there runners on base every single inning? Are you keeping it up? You know, how are you looking? Are you missing the strike zone? Anybody who was watching that game yesterday said, get Samardzija out of this game the second you tied that game, because it's a new game. And I think his sense of urgency paired with the context of how an individual is pitching, that's leaving a lot to be desired for me. I wish he had a little quicker hook. He's trying too much to look into, well, where is his pitch count? Can he squeeze another inning out of this guy? When my eyes are telling me, dude is done. You're lucky this game is tied. Get someone else in there immediately.
And B, Bonte, you called it old school, you and I, and I got to give Gabe Kapler in this sense, Shasky and Bonte. He's kept, right or wrong, the team's 5-5. Nobody's turned on him. So the fact that they're a shockingly 5-5, I'm going to give him that credit. But the fact, who do you think you are? You don't know the pulse of your rotation. And now we talk about this dreadful trip.
Ooh.
It's not like Samardzija's the only guy that could have went five. He made that decision thinking I'm going to do it my way. And now, to me, you're going on this trip, Shasky and Bonte, to where the arms are, the bullpen's tagged.
That's a good point.
Because right. You want to get cute and not let these guys go longer. Even, you know, it ain't like you're winning every game. So now here we go to Colorado. What's that going to look like when you're yanking these dudes in the second and third inning? Yeah, it looks cute. But that's my whole
– And it's a house of horrors.
Yes.
Colorado is a house of horrors.
Coors Field, and they are playing well there. I know they lost the first game of that series against the Padres, but then they hit the ball like crazy Saturday and Sunday. And they've got a lineup. They're pitching. Now, I know Wade Davis just went on the DL. They'll face a guy, the Giants that is, and Chi-Chi Gonzalez. Chi-Chi Gonzalez.
What
last year, I played with a guy named Chi-Chi. He was our running back. 2-6 last year, 12 starts, 5.29 ERA. The whip was high as well, 1.46. But it is a house of horrors. And when you're leaving these guys, you're pulling these guys after four innings. Now, I get it. They had to pull Johnny Cueto in his last start. Right. He was not good. He kept the ball up. Jess Samardzija, you had to pull him. He kept the ball up. He got rocked around by the Padres. Look, this is the nature of the beast. And I think the Giants here in this 10-game road trip, what I'm afraid of, fellas, is that they are going to get exposed with the lack of starting pitching and with the bullpen arms. This could be it for them. 4 in Colorado, 3 in L.A., and then 3 in Houston. And good luck.
And, Bonte, don't sleep on this very – this matters. The roster goes from, I think, 30 down to 20. I don't know if it's 26
or 28.
28. So you're probably going to lose a pitcher here and there on an already thin staff. Mm. Like, I just think that they have a lot of tough decisions coming up. Like, they really do. And this is why I'm sick of seeing these scholarships. Stop with the roster politics. Stop trying to force guys that aren't. I want to see the people that deserve to be on the everyday roster. What is this season about? Right? Is this about competing for the wild card? Is this about development? Is this about fielding the best team? Well, if all three of those things are equal, Hunter Pence is not on this team. Like, that's not – he's not about the future. He's not
more
about
more so than
now.
Sandoval, Butch, because I was going to say his
Sandoval's in the same boat.
Okay.
Sandoval's in the same boat, and we all love Pablo. Again, love Pablo. Like, there's no baseball decision right now for both of those guys. If the roster's going down and down and down, I really can't make a baseball argument for either one of those guys other than the intangible of leadership. And I just don't necessarily buy into that when you have Crawford and Belt and Longoria already there.
Well, let's get into that coming up here. Brandon Belt, Hunter Pence, Pablo Sandoval, Brandon Crawford. Longo actually looks, as you mentioned, Guru, looks pretty damn good since he's come back from the injury list. But I still like me some Wilbur Flores, man. Wilbur Flores is showing me something here. Loyalty. Where are you at with the Giants showing loyalty to some of the veterans here? Should the younger guys continue to play more as opposed to Hunter Pence, Pablo Sandoval, Brandon Belt, and Brandon Crawford? That's what's coming up here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Bay Alarm, plus your phone calls, 888-957-9570. I see you, Antonio. Stay on hold. We'll get you on the other side. Where are you at with the Giants after 10 games? They're 5-5 heading on this treacherous 10-game road trip, the longest road trip of the season for the Giants. Colorado for 4, Dodgers for 3, and then they go down to H-Town to face the Astros for 3 games. Where are you at with the Giants after 10 games? 888-957-9570. That's all sponsored by Bay Alarm. When it comes to looking out for your business, Bay Alarm brings the best, like professionally monitored video verification proven to catch crooks and prevent false alarms, because if your security's not the best, you're not secure. Now, more than ever, Bay Alarm.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Download the Radio.com app and search 95.7 a game. Add it to your favorites and don't miss a second. Whether you're at home, in your car, or at work, use the rewind feature to catch any moments you miss from the last 24 hours. And you can also tell your smart speaker, hey Alexa, or hey Google, play 95.7 a game. Joe Shasky in for Matt Stymus, the Butcher Boy in the building. Guru's here. Fonte Hill, we got Kyle and Joe Spadoni back here at the studios. And we are taking your phone calls, 888-957-9570. Where are you at with the Giants after 10 games? Shockingly, after looking like the worst team in baseball history after two games, they are 5-5. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland real quick, fellas. Antonio, how are the Giants looking to you after 10 games, buddy?
They're looking better than we thought. I mean, I'm an A's fan, but, you know what I'm saying, they're definitely looking better than we thought. And, like at the end of the day, you know, that they've kind of hung on the guy a little bit too long because they won championships. Kind of reminds me of what the New York Giants did, you know, hanging on to Eli Manning a little bit too long because he won a couple championships. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's just a Giants thing. New York Giants, San Francisco Giants. You got Giants in it, and you won some championships. You're trying to stick the guy longer than who you should, right? But, you know, they're not really following the Bill Walsh thing of, you know, get rid of a guy a year too early, we're at the year too late. It's like 3 years too late. You know what I'm saying? But right now, you know, they're looking decent. So we'll see how it goes the rest of the way, you know. Still hoping for that Battle of the Bay World Series. That'll be nice.
We may be waiting a while for that one, and it's on the Giants. I think the A's still have a good shot, even though they're trying to get their act together, win the two big games up in Seattle. Thanks for the phone call, Antonio.
Well, you know, guys, I don't know. I don't think I put all of the players in the same bucket as far as everyone goes, all the championship core, Crawford and Belt and, you know, Pablo, and then you throw in Hunter Pence. I don't think I treat each one of them exactly the same. I still think Crawford can play. I mean, yeah, I'd like more from his bat, but he can play every day. Belt obviously is going to get opportunities. As maddening as he is, he's still an average baseball player. Like, straight up, he is. Like,
Let me ask you.
People disagree, but he is.
Where's Brandon Belt at? And I mean, like, he's
teed off on the 17th hole. He's teed off on the 17th hole of his 18 hole career. That's where he's at. He's not finished, but that's where he is. Whereas, you know, Hunter Pence, he's wandering in the woods somewhere near the green on the 18th hole, and they're saying, "Hey, pick the ball up and go to the 19th. Go have a beer. Your round is done." Like, he's hit it three or four out of bounds on 18. He's done. I'm finished with Hunter Pence.
Butch, when you bring up Bonte Brandon Belt, I think he's where Samarge is at. I think they're playing themselves out of being attractive to teams that are in it. Butch, by what I mean, is that a good thing? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I didn't get an F.
No.
I got a D minus. You know, you're still failing.
But you know what I mean, Butch. I know what you're saying, but here's an example. He made a hell of a play diving to his right Friday night's game, scooped it, threw it over. Like, that was a crucial inning, a shutdown inning. He made a nice play. Defensively, he's still there. He draws a lot of walks.
Yeah.
Doesn't hit the ball. Like, okay, look, I want him to hit the ball, but there he does draw a lot of walks, so he gets
walks
on base
so far
a lot.
In two games.
That's what I'm saying. So, look, again, he's not finished. Like, there's different. Each player should be looked at differently. Pablo and Pence, though, the two of them aren't giving me enough on defense and on offense for me to justify why they should be getting the opportunities they're getting. And if you're going to give them opportunities, stop putting them in the middle of the order. Put them in the 7-8-9 hole. Like, that's where I'm at with that.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not outraged. I'm just over it.
That lineup card comes out today, Guru, and I see Hunter Pence batting fourth or fifth. I'm going to lose it. It's going to be all caps tweets for me tonight. I'm taking Joe Shasky's thunder. I'm still in his thunder, and I'm tweeting all caps if I see Hunter Pence in the cleanup spot again. I don't get it. I just don't get it, Guru.
I love his passion.
Hey, if we talk about it's MLB The Show days. You see how he was dropped in the lineup. Get that stuff a little lower. Good move. But if I know a manager is not supposed to care what the masses say and the asses, you know, like us just barking. But at the end of the day, you got to hear the noise and you see the daily results. If you put him in the four hole today, Butch, those are the things that make me think you're not the manager for the future.
Well,
because that you're not taking a pulse of what you're seeing.
Yeah, but
this guy's struggling. Go ahead,
how much
Butch,
of that is Farhan? Like, that's – I don't know. Like, I legitimately don't know.
Man.
And then here – so, like, today, the guy's a righty who's pitching today. if we don't have Dickerson in the lineup in Colorado for 3 out of 4 of these games, right. I will be very disappointed. Like, very disappointed. Give me the lefty who can put the ball out. All let right. him play in this park.
Yep.
Like, Dickerson needs to play. He needs to play 3 out of every 4 days. Like, I got to see what he is. The worst thing they could do this year in 2020 is go the whole year and still not have a good feel for what Alex Dickerson is. For example, and I'm just using him as one player. Like, they've got to get off this. He only bats against righties. I'm not going to have him in my all-lefty lineup. Like, nah, man, I need to see what he can do. Give him a larger sample size. This is the season. Sink or swim.
Let's go to Tomas here in Hillsburg. Tomas, how are you feeling about Gabe Kapler and the Giants after the first 10 games of the season?
What's up, guys? Yeah, listen, Kapler, you might as well put a freaking cutout freaking in his place to do his job. You know,
wow, man.
Honestly, you know, Farhan, yeah, of course, he has the decision-making, you know, prior to the game, you know, with lineups and all that. But in game situations, it's all Kapler. So when you see him continuing to make the same mistakes he did in Philadelphia, you might as well put in a cardboard.
Thanks for the call, Tomas.
And Bonte, let me just say this to you, Bonte.
Go ahead, Goo.
You just said it was Farhan. How good of a manager do you really have if that's the case?
Yeah, I don't
know. Every move, we can't give credit or discredit to the skip. That's what I mean. You don't have a Bochy. You don't even have a young Bochy in training,
right,
if that's it. And maybe I'm just naive. Can you give me a scenario, Butch and Bonte, to where that's happening around the league? Maybe Dave Roberts, you know, to where they give him the lineup and tell him what to do and
right.
how to handle the pin or whatnot, to where that's working? Because that irks me, the fact that you got anybody can say, just ping pong, oh, it's Farhan. We don't really know if it's Kapler. That stinks.
Yeah, I mean, I guess technically it's kind of worked in Oakland with Bob Melvin. We know we all hear that Billy Beane gives Bob Melvin a lineup card, yet they can't get past the wild card game. But the fact that they are in contention – the A's won 97 games last year, so to me, that worked. Dave Roberts and the Dodgers, it's worked for them. They've won 7 straight NLWest championships, and I know Dave Roberts wasn't part of all those championships, but the last 3 years, the Dodgers have been, by far and away, one of the top 3 teams in baseball. It just goes back to when Gabe Kapler was hired, Butch, and maybe I don't know how you feel about it, but now I'm starting to think more and more that when this team is ready in 2022 to spend money with all the payroll off the books, with some of the young guys hopefully up, to Joey Bart's of the world, the Ramos's of the world, the Lucianos of the world, that Gabe Kapler may be on his way out. He may be the Mark Jackson to whoever is next with the Giants as the manager. He may be Mark Jackson to Steve Kerr. I don't know. But it smells like Gabe Kapler's here for 2 or 3 years tops.
That might be the case, B. I mean, who knows? But again, I go back to there's so many coaches. Look, the Giants have been real lucky in our lifetime. From Frank Robinson to Roger Craig
to Dusty Baker
to Felipe Alou to Bruce Bochy.
Roger Craig.
I said it, home baby.
That's how many managers there have been in my lifetime. Like, you can literally count them on a couple hands here. So it's not like we've had any one-and-done situations. I mean, the shortest stint was Felipe Alou, and it ended kind of ugly with Felipe Alou at the
ugly.
End there.
Yeah,
but I want to give Kapler the benefit of the doubt because he's 10 games in, right? I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. He's done some good things, some really, really good things. I think that this team has fought. He's done some other things that I'm watching, and it just leaves me completely bewildered. Like, just straight up, like, what the heck am I watching? I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I want to give this team more options of actually good players before I start to judge him. Like, I don't even know, like, would Joe Torre, would Bochy be doing much better? I don't think so, but I don't know. Again, I got to see how this season plays itself out. I like what I've seen thus far. It's not perfect.
They're playing hard.
But I like what I've seen.
They're playing hard. They're rallying from games. The Padres series was really compelling being in that series. Look, somebody texted me yesterday. My guy Harry Barris had texted me yesterday. Said, man, this team would be 8-2 with Bruce Bochy. I don't know, because Bruce Bochy probably would have kept Cueto out there and kept Samardzija out there, and therefore they get rocked or whatnot. So I don't know. I don't know where this Giants team would be with Bruce Bochy. Let's go to Mike in Fairfield. He wants to talk about the Giants roster. Mike, good morning. You're on 95.7 The Game. How are you feeling about the Giants after the first 10 games of the season?
Man, kind of surprising, I'm not going to lie, but I just want to know why Jalen Davis was sent down and why Joey Bart isn't playing.
It's a
million-dollar question.
And that ain't got nothing to do with Gabe, I'm going to believe. If we don't know about the lineups, then I'm going to say that ain't got – he don't got the cachet to even bring Bart up if he wanted to, Butch.
Well, and this is the part that, to me – again, let's take a step back. Let's understand what this season has. There is no minor leagues right now, okay? So there's no argument to be made that we're going to send Jalen Davis down. He's going to get at-bats every day. He's going to find himself. Right now, and NBC's Bay Area Sports just tweeted out a really cool article by Dalton Johnson, basically explaining what's going on in Sacramento
right now
for all these guys that aren't on the big league club.
Glorified workouts?
They're doing the best to, they're doing the best to simulate game scenarios, but it's basically practice.
Right.
So if Joey Bart and Jalen Davis are at practice, how are they going to get up to speed when they go to face major league pitching? Like, you don't get better facing remedial talent. That's my opinion. So that's where I get frustrated when I say, why are we giving, you know, the benefit of the doubt to Pablo and Hunter Pence? These guys don't need any at-bats for me to be like, oh my God, they're the future of the team. They're not the future of the team. I would rather see Jalen Davis get these opportunities. Mm. I'd rather see Joey Bart, especially when I've seen the number 4 overall pick, Nick Madrigal, play for the Chicago White Sox this weekend. I mean, he looks like a mini Altuve. Yeah. He's the 4th pick, the number 2 pick. Joey Bart in that same draft is stuck in Sacramento getting simulated at-bats against remedial pitching. Bring the kid up, especially in Colorado. Like, I'd rather see him play at this point.
No doubt. Mike, you got anything else? Did we answer your question, Mike? Mike, go.
And it's gone.
He's gone. Let's get to Gabe Kapler for a second here. We were talking about the pitching staff, and I'm with you here. What's the hold up with Joey Bart? Get him up here. Let him play. Let the kid play. Let Jalen Davis play. Wouldn't you rather see Jalen Davis go 0-for-4 at the DH spot? As opposed to Hunter Pence, let the young man play and get experience, man. Let him get experience. Let's get the Gabe Kapler and Farhan Zaidi, though, because, again, we all don't know whether or not the lineup card is getting written out by Gabe Kapler or Farhan Zaidi. But the managing of the pitching staff, the roles of the pitching staff, here's what Gabe Kapler yesterday had to say about the pitching staff and on his talks with Farhan Zaidi about handling the pitching staff.
Conversations with Farhan and Scott about roster construction are happening all the time. Certainly anytime you go on a long road trip like this, those conversations are more frequent, as well as understanding that Coors tends to be fairly cruel to pitchers. Super challenging environment for all the reasons that everybody on this Zoom call understand. So yeah, I think we have to be prepared. We have to be having conversations. And just for your knowledge, we'll have Derek Rodriguez and Andrew Suarez both on our taxi squad, as well as Chris Herman traveling with us, and that'll be some nice reassurance.
Here's Gabe Kapler on the reasons why the Giants still believe in Jess Samardzija.
I think what we point to most of the time is we try to look at the longest part of a player's track record. And I don't mean like going back several years, but more to last year. What we saw with Samardzija last year is that he was arguably the best starter in the rotation for the Giants. Very dependable every fifth day. Ability to go deep into games. Ability to save bullpen arms. And he obviously was extended it to the deepest part of the game that we've had by a starter so far. All of those things that are what we identified in Shark and why we really believe in him. I think Shark hasn't had his best command. And I think that's played in for sure.
Whew, and now he's going on the road. He's going to have to pitch against the Dodgers. He's going to have to pitch against the Astros. Look, let's get to the first part about the handling of the pitching staff. The bullpen is already, to me, it's already taxed. They don't have a day off until after this 10-game road trip. And then they take on the Oakland A's at Oracle Park.
It's not naturally taxed. He wanted to do that.
It's musical chairs. And then the Jess Samardzija thing, he's a free agent after the season. I don't know if you can fetch a single-A prospect for Jess Samardzija right now, even for half a season. If you're a contender out there, do you want any parts of Jess Samardzija? You see the balls flying in all these ballparks, and Jess Samardzija, everything is up in the zone. The fat part of the plate, it's on the tee for these guys. It's like batting practice, and guys are just teeing off on Jess Samardzija. So they could believe in him eating up innings and saving the bullpen arms. But if you're eating up innings and giving up 5 runs, what good does that do to baseball team?
It doesn't do anything good. And this whole eating innings thing, like with the context of them not being any good, and you're actually a net loss. Like, I don't understand that. I've never understood that from anyone. The frustrating thing with Samardzija is that it's just – okay, he looked good last year. Great. He should have looked good. They gave the guy 5 years over $90 million, and he had one decent season for a five starter. Like, that's how low the bar is. Like, that's honestly, it's a sad indictment of how bad that signing was. I just look at his roster spot and all these other guys, and again, it's just, I look at roster spots right now with no minor leagues as gold. I'm giving you a golden ticket and an opportunity to get everyday looks. And I see someone like Connor Menez. I see Shark. I see Pablo. I see Pence. Even Steven Duggar, if I'm being totally honest with you. And I'm saying, what are we doing here? Like, Steven Duggar, I would even walk it back and say, all right, give him an opportunity and maybe you DFA him. Maybe this is his last opportunity. But, like, at some point, I got to see what we have in Bart. I got to see Jalen Davis for an extended period of time here. Like, Pablo, in my opinion, should not be DH'd anymore. Give Darren Ruff those opportunities. Right. Give Alex Dickerson those opportunities. And that's it. Ruff has deserved it. He's hit the ball pretty well. He's got a little more left in the tank than those other guys. But stop giving people scholarships on this roster. Like, especially when there's no minor leagues, guys. Like, there's no are these guys learning from simulated games in Sacramento?
Go ahead, B. It's got to be a damn thing.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's like the NBA when they draft these rookies and you don't play these rookies for the first 3 years and you wonder why they don't get – why they're not developed after 3 years.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? The Harrison Barnes thing, I think, is perfect. A perfect example, and I know it's basketball, but Harrison Barnes starts his rookie year. He gets better by the playoffs, has a good series against the San Antonio Spurs. Iguodala comes in and they put him on the bench. Now a young player doesn't know when he's going to play. And a young player's mind wanders. It's natural. They're 21, 22, 23. They're wandering thinking about, when am I going to play? When am I going to get at bats? Why am I sitting here? Are they really learning by sitting on the bench and watching the game? No, they need to go play and see major league pitching. They need major league at bats. They need to be behind. Joey Bart, for example, needs to be behind that backstop, catching these pitchers, catching these young pitchers, calling a game, getting experience calling a game. I don't get the whole Joey Bart scenario. I really don't. I don't care about the service time. I don't care about any of that stuff. Get this guy up and let him see big league pitching.
Yeah, Butch, and it's not like, you know, you're a musician and you're trying to sell tickets or whatnot, but just imagine how electric it would be for Giant fans to tune in to their games with their young stud, their phenom, up to see what he has. And again, I say it's negligence because you're not getting – you don't have Buster Posey or Johnny Bench back there. But I just want to back up to Samardzija. If he's driving around or headed to Colorado, he might be there, have us on radio.com. He might throw the middle finger to all three of us because he might be saying, look, we didn't have the greatest offseason with COVID. I'm just hitting my groove. But if you guys look around early, pitchers are dropping like flies. And sometimes you just need an arm. It ain't even about the result. You just need an arm. So I'm thinking if this train gets off the track, the Giants, Monte, could get something for the Shark.
Like,
but
what? What are they
going to get? I'm looking at
a couple Gatorade buckets and some big league chew.
What
are you really
going to
get for Jeff Samardzija?
You can't, you can't give him away for free.
What I'm saying is, what if this next start for the Shark is the one that gets them going?
I
just
want to
give you guys
5 years.
Look at you.
Come
after this, just real quick, after this 10-game roadie, there's only 40 left. There's only 40 games left. So I'm just saying, what if they go 4-6, 5-5, and still hang around for the math aspect, depending on what kind of fan what you're looking at. I mean, he's only got, what, 5-6 starts left? I mean, this thing, what if they went 7-3? It could get real interesting, and you got to bring Bart up because you need him. You need him.
We'll get to Bart in a second. On the Jeff Samardzija thing, the most impactful.
I'm the Union City.
Are you guys still on the Why Not Us after seeing that, Jeff?
I am.
They're in the playoffs right now. They're in the playoffs right now. They're in the playoffs right now.
Let me turn off the mic.
Where's my bottle? Where's my bottle? Yeah.
All right. So look on Samardzija, the most impactful thing he's done in a Giants uniform was colliding with Michael Morris and basically both of them ending each other's career. That's the only thing that they have done.
That's harsh. Take that back, Butch. That's harsh. Take
reality.
Take that.
What's his moment? If you were to surmise Jeff Samardzija's time with the San Francisco Giants, what would it be?
It would be game two in 2016 against the Chicago Cubs in a divisional series where he shouldn't have been pitching in game two. Should have been Matt Moore.
I think he only went a couple innings.
Oh, he went two and two-thirds.
That's what I'm saying. He gave up four or five runs. That's what I'm saying. So that's my point. Like, I don't want to hear about Samardzija. Maybe this next start might be it. I've been waiting 5 years for the next start, and it hasn't come through. Here's the thing on Joey Bart.
These guys' new box of cleats or something. something. Every member of the Giants gets a box of cleats for Jeff Samardzija. Oh, seriously. He can't get the ball down. He has no more strikeout stuff.
But he'll have like two innings to where he looks like he's got – you're not going to hit him. Like, there'll be those two innings, six outs.
It's a funny buddy.
This dude's got it. And then it just –
He's the Lane Kiffin of baseball pitchers because the guy keeps parlaying mediocrity into bigger contracts. It's unreal. But here's the thing on Bart. If your argument is, hey, I want to field the best team I can to make a run at the playoffs, Bart should be on that team. If my argument is, hey, I don't really care about the record this year, I just want to develop the young guys, well, then Joey Bart should be on this team. If the argument is, hey, I need the best just the best top-to-bottom roster, and I want to have multiplicity when it comes to defensive versatility with my catcher, I want an extra DH, I want an extra first baseman, then Joey Bart should be on this team. It has nothing to do with time at this point. There's no service time argument against. What is the argument for why Joey Bart shouldn't be on this team?
No idea.
Whatever argument you frame, it's a flawed argument in my opinion. Doubt. The guy should be on the team already.
No doubt. From the 510 here on the Chilton Auto Body text line, Mariners are playing Kyle Lewis, and he's raking, and it's exciting. Different scenario, but come on. Play Bart. Kyle Lewis did look good. I watched the Angels game with Kyle Lewis. Lost a little chicken on that, but Kyle Lewis looked like a baller, man. They had his brother on the telecast on ESPN. This guy was taking pitches, looking for a fastball. He's legit. So let these young guys play. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for here? By the way, at 12:30, we're going to carry the John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan training camp presser live right here on 95.7 The Game. We'll hear from Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch right here on 95.7 The Game at 12:30.
Kyle's brilliant.
Now, you left us Friday, Bonte. So it was just me. It was JD.
I thought about you guys a lot during that Thursday night game.
And Butch, who was our guest? Angelo from WIP.
Yeah. Oh, Angelo Cataldi.
He was phenomenal. But Butch asked him basically, and I'm not calling anybody out because I'm from the Bay. I love our reporters. You know, are we softer than what they do out there? And where I'm going with that is every day, Kapler should be asked about Bart. Or the real Kapler, which could be Farhan, needs to answer. Why don't we have an answer what the front office saying every day? Why don't we got a Bart meter, Bonte, to where somebody cusses a reporter out because you keep asking about him? Nobody, we don't know.
Well, you know
and
what?
That stinks to me. Why don't we know?
You know what it sounds like, Goo? We need to get you the Zoom login for the Giants postgame pressers. You need to get on Zoom and ask Gabe Kapler that stuff. I'll go on Zoom with you. Get Shatsky on Zoom, too. Get all these guys on Zoom.
But you ready? I get shy sometimes, man.
Yeah, this would be you. Finger up. Gabe Kapler, this is Daryl the Guru Johnson, 95.7 The Game. Where's Joey Bart?
I was day drinking.
Well, that's too short of a question for you, Coo. You know, you got to get them questions up about 55 seconds.
Which, real quick, I never shared this with you. I went to the Warrior game. It was a post-game presser. I said, damn it. It was the fourth quarter, the middle of the fourth. I said, I'm going to ask me a question. Raymond Ritter brought the mic to me. Everybody's listening. Dude, my voice failed me. You couldn't even hear the question.
They call
I'm out of this business, Monte. Dude, I've never been so embarrassed.
Hey, Butch,
it was bad.
I saw Guru. He comes up to the Sacramento Kings game at the Golden One Center with me. I'm going to come to the press room with you. I'm going to do all that. I look behind me. Guru is like 15 feet behind everybody with his bow tie on. Like, I want nothing to do with that.
You wore
I'm
a bow
good.
Tie? No.
Yeah,
tell
yeah.
me you didn't wear a bow tie.
I heard you go in on bow ties months back.
That's a problem.
It might have been you. Dude, they're the best.
Oh, my
God. No,
they're
not.
When you get the bow tie, that means you're going the extra mile.
You're showing your age,
I'm different.
You're showing the age with the bow tie.
A tuxedo is one thing. If you go out of your way to wear a bow tie, you're just Mr. Flamboyant.
See, that's what it is. Why is he good on a tux? But then you can't do a regular. That means you're going the extra mile to look clean. Because you see a regular tie all the time.
I told you this before, Guru.
Yeah. Don't do that, Guru.
When you have the bow ties, it's just laziness. You don't want to tie a tie. It's just lazy.
Terrible.
It's like, I just want to wrap this around my neck and clip it on. No,
you got a good shave, and then you got your bow tie with your white shirt, sparkling.
Yeah, I need a good shave. By the way, we're going to continue to talk some Giants here.
Get that weed whacker.
Yeah, 888-957.
I ain't keep my own horn, but I am honk honk.
Call up Friedman Supply. Get a weed whacker for Bonte. He needs to cut his beard.
Bonte likes the joke, too.
It's a good joke. I laugh at good jokes. If the jokes are terrible, I don't
laugh. I like the beard, B. You look good.
I don't know about that. A lot of people are scared of me right now. They're like crossing the street when they see me. Even if I'm masked up, they're crossing the street afraid of this beard. All right, here's what's coming up.
Man.
On 95.7 The Game. John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan's presser will carry it live right here at 12:30 as the Niners get ready for training camp. But where are you at with the Giants? Giants fans, after 10 games, they're embarking on this 10-game road trip, 4 in Colorado, 3 in L.A., and then 3 in Houston. Where are you at with the Giants after 10 games? 888-957-9570. Daryl DeGuru Johnson, Joe Shatsky, the Butcher Boy, Bonte Hill, and it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.